Block Free So Worth It Ministries, April 1st, 2020. Having a pity party? 10 tips on how to leave. Are you feeling sorry for yourself and just can't seem to get out of this woe is me mentality? I've been there more times than I can count. On the 10th anniversary of my soulmate's passing, which was March 16th, I found myself in one of those full-blown pity parties. But I didn't want to be there. As I was bawling my eyes out, my kind Lord showed me a way out by giving me a silly allegory in which my negative emotions were personified, inspired by my favorite book, Hind's Feet on High Places. It was the ticket I needed. I shared it on Facebook, and it resonated with so many women that I decided to follow it up with this blog. You can read that short allegory, I'm leaving this pity party, by clicking on the link in the text. Are you stuck in a pity party? Are you tired of your ever-present companions of self-deprecation, discouragement, doubt, despair, and discontentment? Here are 10 tips to help you leave that pity party. First, you have to want to leave. This is probably the hardest step. Breaking the hold of longtime quote-unquote friends and habits is difficult, but not impossible. Look at the negative consequences of remaining and the benefits of leaving. Don't let, "It's my party and I'll cry if I want to," be your theme song. Number 2, decide to leave. It's a choice. The how will then follow. As the saying goes, where there's a will, there's a way. Number 3, enlist God's help and trust that he will make a way of escape. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, "The temptations in your life are no different from what others experience. And God is faithful. He will not allow the temptation to be more than you can stand. When you are tempted, he will show you a way out so that you can endure." My way out was a funny allegory. Number 4, examine why you are having a pity party. What is causing you to have this woe is me mindset? Without knowing the root, you will only be treating symptoms. Use pen and paper to help you. However, please do this self-evaluation with the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, you might wind up staying there even longer. Number 5, get the right perspective and focus. When you have a greater understanding of God's character and ways, when you understand that this is not all there is, and that whatever you are going through will not last forever, you will be able to shift your focus off yourself and unto God and eternity. Number 6, praise and thanksgiving. Remember what God has done for you. Think about the many blessings he has given you. At the very least, think how Jesus saved you from eternal agony to everlasting bliss. Everything else pales next to that. Choose to sing praises to God. When you do, departure is guaranteed. Number 7, don't make it harder to leave by doing something that'll make your mood worse. Pity parties often spiral downward. When I was grieving on that 10-year mark of Ed's homegoing, traipsing down memory lane would have only gotten me further away from the exit door. Before you open up that bag of chips or waste the time with useless or harmful behavior, stop and think if it's really helping you. Number 8. Fight. Fight by speaking specific truths against your specific issues. Do so emphatically, repeatedly, and with strong conviction. You can see an example of how to do that by clicking on the link in the text. Number 9, surrender. Put yourself, your emotions, thoughts, desires, needs, will, every part of you on the altar. Better feelings will soon emerge. Number 10, open the door and receive God's love, comfort, whatever you need to walk out that door. Jesus said in Revelation 3:20, "Look, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and we will share a meal together as friends." So until next time, my friends, open the door when Jesus comes knocking to rescue you from your pity party. All your negative naysayers will leave. And if they don't, kick them out with Jesus' powerful truth and presence. His party is way, way better.